Good evening. Dumelang sanibonani. Legai kaofela. Tonight is Sunday. A beautiful Sunday. And I believe that you have fellowshipped well today. My name is Pastor John Mamabolo. I welcome you to our daily show. Time to meditate. You are with me, myself and I. Now, the time is 6:35. I have just entered to the show with the song that said, "This is." Now, before we can start with our show, as we normally do, we are praying, inviting God to be with us in today's show as we continue. So, I will be praying, and asking God to be with us tonight into the show. Now, wherever you are, just close your eyes as I pray. Daddy, we thank you for this wonderful Sunday. We thank you, God, for protecting us. We thank you, Lord, for being with us today. Father, this evening I pray, as I have entered into this show, I have entered into the studio, Lord, to do the show that called Time to Meditate. Father, I thank you. I invite your presence to be with us into this show. Father, you remain God. You've been God, and you will always be God. I pray to each and every listener who is tuning in, who will be tuning in, listening to us, who will be tuning into this podcast after we finish this live show. I pray that I'm saying, Lord, bless them, be with them, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let's just dance together as I welcome you to our show, to each and every listener. I know that as I speak now, some are going to work, some are coming from work, some are coming from church. We are dancing, we sing this to Mudimu Renariao Tswanela. It is awesome in the studio. As usual, Pastor Patrick will be joining us, and Samuel Malapane will be joining us as well tonight. As we are meditating, it's a beautiful Sunday. To each and everyone, to our listener, you are in by the Grace Radio Station that brings hope to the hardened soul of the people, just for a soul. Now, our WhatsApp number is 0328946 58. There's a number that you can use to interact with us in the studio, or 0732692731, or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio, or you can send us email at radio@thegrace.org. We continue. Just sing this song. We sing it on Radio Tswanela. Let's sing and worship God. We are saying the teto maranadea utsanela. Ibile mudimu from in the morning until today, until this evening. So the teto maranadea utsanela. Time to meditate. We are meditating. Now we are going to read a chapter in the book of Psalm. There's a verse that we will be meditating with. It's going to be awesome. So let's just continue dancing. And we dance, we dance. So now I just want to play this song by Rahaba Maponya. It's saying Umutle to the lettering CD. So just listen to it. So the time is 6:45. We are meditating. So I don't know how was your day today at church. So you can share with us how was your service. How was the service at church? Now you can share with me via the WhatsApp, which is 083-289-4658. You can do so. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org. You share with us how was the service. You can share with us the message of today, what they were saying. You can share with us the happiest song or the song that you have loved most. You can share with us Now, as we are continuing to meditate, now we are going to read in the book of Psalm 63. Now we will read verse number 6, but I want us to start from verse number 1. Now the heading says, "My soul thirsty for you." Now, verse number 1. I will read it in English Standard Version. Oh, okay, easy to read English Version. But when you read it in English Standard Version, the verse number 6, that is our main one. We will read with English Standard Version. But let me read verse number 1 with a good news. Now, the song that is playing in the background is saying, it's a and that's a song that is playing on the background. It's just an instrument. People, they love this song. Some people, when I play this song, it remind them at the funerals, because people, they love it to sing it at the funeral. Now let me read the scripture, Psalm 63 verse 1. Oh God, you are my God, and I long for you. My whole being desire you, like a dry worn out and waterless land. My soul is thirsty for you. Let me repeat it. Oh God, you are my God, and I long for you. My whole being desire you, like a dry worn out and waterless land. My soul is thirsty for you. Now, verse number 1. Now, when King David wrote this psalm, remember, King David was a psalmist. He was able to sing. Now, when he was singing and worshiping God, things were happening. Now, the heading for this Psalm 63 is saying, "My soul thirsty for you." Now, in another way, David realized that if his soul is thirsty, the only person who can make a soul not to be thirsty, it is God. Hamoya utwiri klinyora. Mteika tlusang linyora. Kimutimu fela akatlusang linyora mumuyeng. Now, King David Ibolang, are, oh my God, oh God, you are my God. Now, he was praying, he was crying inside his heart. He was crying in a spirit when he said, oh God, you are my God, and I long for you. In other words, if you wanted to see someone, maybe you saw someone 20 years ago. Now you want to see that person. You will say, I long to see you. Now he's saying, and I long for you. My whole being desire you. Like a dry one out and waterless land. My soul is thirsty for you. That is what King David is saying, and that is a verse that we are meditating with. But the verse that I'm interested at is verse number 6, but I want us to start from verse 1, so that whoever who is listening will be able to understand why in verse number 6, when he was saying those words that he said. Now, in verse number 1, he says, oh my God, you are my God, and I long for you. My whole being desire you, like a dry worn out and waterless land. My soul is thirsty for you. Now, when somebody is thirsty, you need water. If you are thirsty, there is nothing else that you need. You just need water. Because when you drink water, then that thirsty will disappear. Now, that is what King David said. Now, let's just do this. Then we will continue.
By the Grace Radio, BCCSA, Conscientious Complaint Commission of South Africa. By the Grace Radio, you decide the manana amabu uchibuchi amamu rata. Utona ni nanewa na who need a doctor. With Pastor Mrs. NB Mamabolo, 12 to 3 p.m. Time to mediate. With John Mamabolo, 6 to 9 p.m. Whipping my dust for the night by joy comes in the morning. With Pastor Patrick Mundebele, 8 to 9 a.m. Different colors, one people. With Pastor Nathan Kolofero Malachi, 9 to 12 a.m. Streets Healing and Talk with Samuel Malapani, 3 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, so we're continuing. I was saying to you that in Psalm 63 verse 1, when King David, he said, "Oh Lord, you are my God, and I long for you. My whole being desire you, like a dry one out and waterless land. My soul is thirsty for you." Now, I was talking about being thirsty. Because when a person is thirsty, not necessarily when the soul is thirsty, but when you are thirsty, when you need water, when you are thirsty, you need water. Or sometimes people, they say, "I'm thirsty for the coke," or "I'm thirsty for alcohol." So some people, they will say they are thirsty for juice. But what I know is sometimes when you are thirsty, whatever, even you can drink water, you can drink coke, the coke will not remove that thirsty. The only thing that you need water. Now just imagine when the spirit is thirsty, what will happen? What is that you need? Because now David is saying, "My soul is thirsty. My soul is thirsty." Now, as I speak now, I know that there are people who comes from church. When they were going in the morning, they were saying that, "I'm going to church so that I can be, my spirit can be uplifted, so that the burden that I feel or the thirst that I feel can be removed." But still you went to church, you came back, but you still thirsty. Now, David said, "Lord, oh my God, I'm long for you. I am long for you. My whole being desire you." You know, he's saying my whole being, like the inner thing, the inner, it desire God. You know, when you desire something, you do whatever that you want to do to get it. But now, David is saying, "My whole being is desire. I desire you, Lord. My whole being, I desire you. Like a dry one out, like you feel like you've been in a, you know, those people who are in a dry zone. When you're dry zone, you try 1, 2, 3, 4, it's not working. You try A, B, C, and D, it's not working. Because you are in a dry zone." That is what David is saying. He's saying, "Lord, I long for you. My whole being desire you. Because I am in a dry zone. I am in a waterless place. Wherever I am, there is no water. I just need you, Lord. I just need you, Lord. I just need you, Lord." That is what I'm talking tonight. That is why I'm saying to you as we meditate. Because David said, "My soul is thirsty." As I speak now, your soul is thirsty. You tried everything, but still your soul is thirsty. Because when you read in the book of Isaiah, the Bible says, "When you are thirsty, come to me." Even if when you read in the book of Matthew, it talks about those who are carrying heavy burden. "Those who are thirsty, they will come to me. I will give them water." In other words, when the soul is thirsty, you just need the water from God. But that is why the Bible talks about the Samaritan woman. The Bible says, Jesus said to this woman, "Can you please give me water? I want to drink." The woman said, "No, I can't give you." Jesus said to him, "If I can give you the water of life, you will never be thirsty again." Tonight, I'm saying to you, you just need the water of life so that you will not be thirsty again. Because David is saying, "Lord, my soul is thirsty." It's time to meditate with Pastor John Mamawolo. The time is 7:04-7, meaning it's 7:04. A beautiful Sunday. It is the 5th of August 2018, the month of women. They are celebrating this month. According to our South African history, it shows that these women, they fought. They were fighting for the freedom. They were fighting. And they were marching. They marched to Pretoria. Then they were fighting. That is why this month is the month of women. But during this month of women, I'm saying, when David said, My soul is thirsty. When you are thirsty, you need God to give you water. When you are thirsty, you need God to give you water. You know, I know and I believe that when you are thirsty in the spirit, some people, they try to kill themselves because they feel that they are thirsty. But tonight, I'm saying to you, hang it there. You just need God who will give the water of life. You just need God who will give you the water of life. You just need God who will give you the water of life. He is God. He is God. He is God. And He will give you the water of life. His name is Jehovah. His name is Master. His name is Alpha and Omega. He is Alpha and Omega. He will give you water. He will give you water. His name is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Jireh. His name is Jehovah. When you go to Him, He will hear you. And He will give you water. He will give you water. His name is Jesus. I know as I speak now, you feel you have that heavy burden in your spirit. You are thirsty. You tried everything, but there's no peace. But tonight I'm saying to you, just allow Jesus to enter in your life. Just allow Jesus. He will give you water, and you will never be thirsty again. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Now, let me continue. Psalm 63, verse number 2. Now, I'm continuing. He said, let me see you in the sanctuary. Let me see how mighty and glorious you are. That's what he's saying. Let me see you in the sanctuary. Let me see how mighty and glorious you are. Let me repeat it. I will repeat it in basic Bible English. It says, to see your power and your glory as I have seen you in the holy place. That's what he's saying. He's saying, my soul is thirsty. But I want to see your power and your glory as I have seen you in the holy place. Now, as when I started the show, I said, we are from church. We are from sanctuary place. We are from different places to worship God. But here we are reading about David. when he said, my soul is thirsty. Now I want to see your power and your glory as I have seen you in the holy place. In other words, David is trying to say that when my soul is thirsty, I want to see your power and the glory as I have seen you in the holy place. I don't know if today, have you seen God in his place, which is in the church? Because David is saying, Lord, I want to see your power and your glory as I have seen you in the holy place. Yes, his name is Jehovah. His name is Jehovah. And he will always be Jehovah. Now let's just play this song. Thank you, Jesus.
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Jesus. Now, as I said, that when David saying that my soul is thirsty for you, now he said, to see your power and glory as I have seen you in the holy place. That's what he said. He said, as I'm thirsty for you, my soul is thirsty, but I want to see you. I want to see your power and glory as I have seen you in your holy place. That is what he said. Now, let me just go to verse number 3. He said, your love means more than life to me, and I praise you. That's what he's saying. He's saying your love means more than life to me, as I praise you. Remember in verse number 1 he said, my soul is thirsty for you. Now in verse number 2 he's saying, I want to see your power and glory as I have seen you in your holy place. Number 3 is saying your love is more than life to me as I praise you. Now love is very, 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 very important. It is very, very important to be loved. Now David is saying your love, it is more than important to my life. He realized that without love, it is very difficult. If there is no one who is loving you, it is very difficult. I know as I speak now, there are people whom they don't have no one who can say to them that I love you. But tonight I'm saying to you, Jesus, you see, he loved you. He went on the cross. He died there. He was just dying for you because he loved you. That is why David is saying, your love is more than life to me. Your love is more than life to me. As I praise you. As I praise you. God deserves a praise. God deserves to be praised. His love is more than life to me. He loved me. And he deserves praise. He deserves praise. When I look back, I realize that if it wasn't God, I should have not been here. But his love never end. His love never end. There's a song that we used to see. It sings, steadfast love. Steadfast love. That is what you need. That is what you need. You just need the love of Jesus. You just need the love of God. Wherever you are, listening to me, it's time to meditate. The time is 7:20, 20 past 7. We continue to meditate. You are with me, myself and I, Pastor John Mamawolo. I am broadcasting in our studio in Rubber Ridge. We are saying time to meditate. Our number is 0832 8946. There's a number that you can use. You can WhatsApp me on the very same number. You can call us on the very same number. You can send us WhatsApp. You can send us email, radio@bythegrace.org. You can also tweet us Or you can also Skype us on BTM Radio, station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Your love is more than life to me. I give you the praise. That is what David is saying. That is what David is saying. Yes, Lord, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight, you are the Lord. Now let me read Psalm 77, verse 13 and 14. It said about the same thing. I want you to understand. Everything you do is right, and no other God compared with you. You alone work miracles, and you have let nations see your mighty power. That is what David also is saying. Remember in Psalm 63, he was crying. He said, my soul is lonely for you, Lord. My soul is thirsty. I want to see your power. I want to see your glory, as I have seen you in your presence. God is God. He is not changing. We may change, but he remains God, and he will remain God forevermore. His name is Jesus. His love never end. His love never end. He is God. He is Jehovah. He is Jehovah. He can give you water. He can restore your soul. Because his name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. He has been God. He will always be God. Forevermore. Forevermore. Let me read verse number 5. I will sing. Okay. Verse number 4. Sorry. Remember in verse number 3 it said, your love means more than life to me as I praise you. Now number 4. As long as I live, I will pray to you. That is what David is saying. As long as I live, I will pray to you. In verse number 1, he said, I am lonely for you, Lord. My soul is thirsty. My soul is thirsty. My soul is thirsty. And he said, I have seen your power and your glory in the presence of God, in a place of worship. I want to see your power. I have seen the power. We used to sing this song. It was saying, Nakibuni, Utholosifapano. That's a song that we were singing. I have seen the power. You know, sometimes when we were singing this song, we couldn't understand. You know, sometimes when you sing a song, you don't understand. You don't hear the lyrics very well, you just follow. We were just singing the song, not understanding what it said. But the song was saying, we have seen the power on the cross of Calvary. When Jesus died there on the cross, he died for you on the cross. He died for me on the cross. The time is 7:23. A beautiful Sunday. Time to meditate. With me, myself, and I. Pastor John Mamabolo. Now, verse number 4 is saying, as long as I live, I will pray to you. As long as I live, I will pray to you. That is what David is saying. That as long as I live, I will pray to you, Lord. His name is Jehovah, and he remains God. He will be God forevermore. Let's just do this. We'll continue when you come back.
You're in the gospel band, winning soul campaign. By the grace right here, you're now, that bring hope to the heart and the soul to the people. just for a soul. Our program on the internet, www.radioedbythegrace.org, our radio ed by the grace.org, our church number 073-269-2731, our program on WhatsApp, we are in 083-289-4658.
Tschüss. Yeah, we are continuing. So remember in verse number 5, 4, David said, as long as I live, I will pray to you, Lord. That is what David is saying. In other words, he's making a vow that as long as I live, I will pray to you, Lord. I don't know you, what have you said? I don't know you. What are you saying? But David is saying, as long as I live, I will pray to you, Lord. As long as I live. Now, when you read in the book of Romans, now, Paul is saying, what can separate me with the love of God? He started mentioning them. He said, will food separate me? He said, will food separate me? He said, no. Will death separate me with the love of God? He said, no. Will sickness separate me with the love of God? He said, no. Now, here we are reading about David. David is saying, as long as I live, I will pray to you, Lord. As long as I live, I will pray to you, Lord. We're still meditating. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo, by the Grace Radio, station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, just for a soul, just for a soul, station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people, just for a soul. Whatever it takes for a soul. Yes. What can separate you with the love of God? Now David is saying, as long as I live, I will pray to you, Lord. As long as I live, I will pray to you, Lord. As long as I live, I will pray to you, Lord. I will pray to you, Lord. As long as I live. Or we can say, as long as kokamoya. As long as kisa kokamoya. Bato yalo. I will pray. Nothing will stop me praying. Now, let me just listen to this one. Listen to this one. Listen to this one. By my life, I will praise you. In your name, I lift my hands. in prayer. In your name, I lift my life. Let me repeat it. By my life, I will praise you. In your name, I lift my hands in prayer. That's what he's saying. By my life, I will praise you. In your name, I lift my hands in prayer. He said, nothing shall stop me. Nothing shall remove me. I will continue to pray as long as I live. Now, I want this to be our motto, that as long as we live, I want this to be our motto, that as long as we live, we will pray. As long as we live, we will praise God. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can disturb us. As long as I live, I will worship you. As long as I live, I will give you the praise, because you are the Lord. As long as I live. That is what David is saying. Tonight I'm saying the very same word. That you must say, as long as you live, as long as I live, I will praise you. Now, let me read verse number 6. Jesus. Verse number 6. Okay, before I read verse number 6, let me read verse number 5 with English Standard Version. My soul, okay, no, it's fine. I think I'm right. I'm reading verse number 5 before I come to number 6. Yeah, I'm right. I'm reading verse number 5. It's saying, I will sing joyful praise and be filled with excitement like a guest at a banquet. That's what David is saying. He's saying, I will sing a joyful praise and be filled with excitement like a guest at a banquet. I don't know. Have you been in a banquet? Have you been invited to the banquet like a guest? Now. David is saying here, I will sing joyful praises and be filled with excitement like a guest at a banquet. You know, when you are invited to the banquet, you behave, yeah? And they find that you're excited. Maybe if they say you are going to meet the president, you'll be very, 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 very excited. That's what David is saying. He's saying, I will sing a joyful praise and be filled with excitement like a guest at a banquet. That's what he's saying. Like a guest at a banquet. Yeah, ne? Let's go to Psalm 43, verse number 4. Then I will worship at your altar, because you made me joyful. You are my God, and I will praise you. Yes, I will praise you as I play my harp. Okay. And let me repeat this chapter. Verse. Psalm 43, verse 4. Then I will worship at your altar, because you make me joyful. You are my God, and I will praise you. Yes, I will praise you as I play my harp. That's David. Remember, David, as I said in the beginning, he was a psalmist. He was a musician. Remember when King Saul, ane atlasetse ke moya. Moya o mo motlasetse. Now bazama jotle ka fela. Bazama everything. They never worked until they think go gona le moshimanyana. Who knows how to play? The Bible says when he was playing his harp, moya o no tsere sa o no stop. Now what I want to say is there is power in the music. That's why David is saying, remember our show is time to meditate, but that's why David is saying in Psalm 43:4, then I will worship at your altar because you made me joyful. You are my God and I will praise you. Yes, I will praise you as I play my harp. That's what he's saying. Remember he said, I will sing your praise and be filled with excitement like a guest at the banquet. Now I was reading that verse that I read in the book of Psalm 43 so that you can understand. Like the joy. I remember when we were growing, or they still sing, the joy of the Lord is my strength. We were singing this song. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Those are the songs that we were singing at that time. Now, that's what I'm saying. David is saying, I will sing joyful praise and be filled with excitement like a guest at the banquet. Now, let's go to Psalm 71:23. You have rescued me. I will celebrate and shout, singing praise to you with all my heart. Okay. All right. Psalm 118:14-15. My power and my strength come from the Lord, and he has saved me. From the tent of God's people come shout of victory. The Lord is powerful. Now let's do this. Let's just do this. Let's just dance this song.
Hey, 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 hey
Greetings in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I welcome you to By the Grace Internet Radio Station, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people, just for a soul, whatever it takes for a soul. We love you and we appreciate your listening. Stay blessed. Amen.
Yeah, so David was saying, I will sing joyful praise and be filled with excitement, like a guest at a banquet. Remember, you are with me, Pastor John Mamavolo. I'm about to sign off at 8 o'clock. I'm signing off. And we are still meditating. Let me read. Let me just jump, go to number verse 6. Okay. It says, I think about you before I go to sleep, and my thought turn to you during the night. Okay. Let me repeat it again. I think about you before I go to sleep, and my thought turn to you during the night. Okay. Right. When I remember you upon my bed, and I meditate on you in the watches of the night. That is this show all about. When I remember you upon my bed, and meditate on you in the watch of the night. That is what David is saying. That I think about you before I go to sleep, and my thought turn to you during the night. That is what meditation is all about. Thinking before you go to sleep, and your thought turn to you during the night. That's what David, he is saying. Now let's jump and read verse number 7. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of my wings I will sing for joy. In the shadow of my wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you, your right hand upon me. My soul, you have helped me, and I sing happy song in the shadow of my wings. I stay close to you, and your powerful arms support me. I stay close to you, and your powerful arms support me. Your powerful arms support me. That is David. He's saying, all who want to kill me will end up in the ground. All who want to kill me will end up in the ground. All who want to kill me will end up in the ground. Yes. We thank God. Kimudim, and he have been God. He will always be God. Today and forevermore, he will always protect you. He will not leave you That is why David is saying, I think about you before I go to sleep, and my thought turn to you during the night. Before I go to sleep, I think about you. Before I go to sleep, I think about you. When I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. I will sing for joy when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. That is what it says. Wherever you are hearing me. I think about you before I go to sleep, and my thought turn to you during the night. You have helped me, and I will sing happy songs in the shadow of your wings. I stay close to you, and your powerful arms support me. All who wanted to kill me will end up in ground. Sword will run them through, and wild dog will eat them. Because of you, our God, the king will celebrate with your faithful followers, but liars will be silent. Yes. Those who are trying to kill me will be destroyed. They will go down to their grave. They will be killed with sword. Wild dogs will eat them, will eat their dead bodies. But the king will be happy with his God. And those who promise to obey him will praise him when he defeats those who lies. That's what David is saying. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy, we thank you tonight. We have just come to the end of this show. And I believe that everyone who have listened from 6:30 until 8:00, I believe that their life will never be the same again. And I believe that their life will change forever. Because we just read about David when he said, my soul is thirsty. Wherever you are listening to me, if you say Muruti, what you are saying is true. I need God to help me. Yes, he is God. Now I'm about to sign off. We will meet tomorrow, same time, same place. But before we go, I want us to dance again the song that we were dancing. I love this song very much. Let's just dance it. And then I'm going. I'm signing off. Let's just dance as I sign off. I'm signing off. I'm saying bye-bye. And we'll see each other tomorrow.